on his heart, but I know God works everything together. You can just follow along. Just listen. It's Malachi chapter 3. And God said, he says, "Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say," and this reminds me of the things that will go on today. He says, "Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? Ye have said, it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. Yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. In that day when I make up my jewels, I will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that served God and him that served him not."
Amen.
We're not forgotten.
That's right.
In this land and in this world, they can say what they want to.
Yeah.
But we are remembered by God above.
Amen.
It's been a good place to be for sure. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of 2 Timothy. Chapter number 4. We're going to start in the first verse. Thank God for the way he's moved in this service already. And I just want to praise him tonight.
Yeah.
I love him. Appreciate him. And I'm glad when he comes by. I know he comes by. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. It says, "I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry." And you can be seated, and we thank you for that. We know it's a familiar scripture, but I guess I should start off with my testimony. That's how I kind of feel like I need to go, because Victor's song that he sang about what a difference the day made, and it's all about Jesus Christ and how he began his life. And we all know that the custom was that he went 8 days after he was born to be shown. We all know the story. I don't need to really touch on it, but I began to think about that last verse there that Victor began to sing about how he woke up, and it was another Sabbath, or the song anyway, woke up, it was another Sabbath day, the sun was shining, and but I got to church and something was different. Now, I began to think about that, and I thank God for the way that he moves, and it reminded me of my day when I was just 13 years old. It was actually the night service that I got saved, but that Sunday morning I woke up, and Brother Victor, it was just another day. I had turned God away so many times that Wednesdays and Sundays didn't have an effect on me really anymore. I had grown cold, and I had almost grown hateful, Brother Victor, of having to go to church and hear about how bad I was, and hear about how lost I was, and hear about how I didn't have God in my heart. I almost began to resent going to church, Brother Victor, because it condemned me, it convicted me, and it made me realize where I was. Oh, but thanks be to God, that Sunday night, there was something different that happened. Somebody, I know that they were singing, I know there was, and I know that there was preaching, because Tony Jeffers got up and he preached hell, and he preached, "I didn't want to go." Oh, but I know it wasn't Tony that was preaching. Oh, but I want you to know something today. I don't know who you are or where you are in your life. Oh, but God wants you to know that he loves you today. I don't know why I'm saying this. Oh, but I want you to realize that if you're here and you're lost, today could be different. Oh, Amen. Amen. Brother Victor, Sunday morning came, and the service was the same. Oh, and God touched me, and I turned him away. Oh, but he didn't. I used to get naps in between church. My parents would lay down, and so would I. Oh, but that Sunday afternoon, I got no rest. God had showed me who I was, and he was showing me that I wouldn't make it without him. Oh, and that Sunday night, oh, he made it so real to me that there was no way I could turn him away. He knew what I needed before I did. Oh, but I want you to know, if you're here and you're lost, he'll make a difference in your life. I don't know who you are, Arnold. I don't know why God had me say those things, but I needed to say that. Oh, but I want you to turn. I know you already turned there. I'm sorry. Under the scripture that we read in 2 Timothy, that was Paul talking to Timothy there, just kind of giving him a little bit of encouragement. I wanted him to realize that the cause that he was fighting for was much too great to turn back on. It was much too great to slack off in. And I want you to understand something today. I'm sure Timothy and Paul were all, both of them were like you and me are today. They saw the world around them, and they saw how much they were hated, and they saw how much the world didn't care. Oh, but I want you to understand something today. Timothy had Paul to let him know that it was going to be worth it. Aren't you glad today that we got brothers and sisters in Christ that we can lean on, and they can give us encouragement? Oh, I hope and pray, Brother Victor, that I could be Paul to somebody. Oh, but more often than not, I'm Timothy. I need lifted up. I need somebody to remind me that we're not fighting for nothing. Oh, and I want you to know, there's times in our life where we feel physically, mentally, spiritually drained. Oh, but that's why God says revival. That's why God sent somebody to us to let us know that our fighting is not in vain. There's nothing that God has ever done that's been out of place. So we just need to hop on board and let God have our heart, and he'll move everything according to plan. I want you to know, Timothy needed some encouragement. I'm here to encourage you today. I'll be constant. You know what that meant there? To be constant in season, out of season. I meant to not waver. It meant to not change. It meant to be the same. Aren't you glad today? Oh, that there's a spirit that lives down inside of you and me that doesn't change. It never wavers. It doesn't quit. It's always there. Oh, and it's only because of the love and the grace of God that you got on the day that he made a difference in you today. Oh, but I want you to know, it's not a shame to be tired, Brother Victor. It's not a shame to be in a rut. It's not a shame to be in a place where you feel weak. Oh, but it sure is a shame when we stay there. Oh, let's get revived. Let's get on board with God. And let's be constant. Let's never change. And let's move forward. And we'll see things happen today. And Brother Victor, I know we've been talking on and off and for a long time about revival. Oh, but I hope and I pray that God gives us one. Oh, but we ain't got to wait on a week long of services to get revived. Oh, we can have God revive us right now. We can have God fill our hearts with joy again right now. Oh, but we got to get to the spot, Brother Victor, where we can... Oh, my goodness. We got to get to where God can use us consistently today. Hey, I'm not here pointing fingers because if I pointed one, three are pointing right back. I want you to know something today. I want to encourage us that the God that we serve is not weak. The God that we serve spoke everything into existence with words. Oh, and I know there's people nowadays that they serve a man named Buddha who's already dead, probably choking on fire and brimstone right now. There's some people who put their faith in the government. Oh, and I don't know why. Because it'll turn on them in a heartbeat. There's some people who put their faith in other men of mankind. Oh, but I'll tell you this. When somebody puts their faith in God, when somebody lets God fill them up, oh, when somebody lets God be consistent in their life, they get filled up. Oh, and God can move on them. He can use them. Oh, but they've got to be willing to be used today. Hey, the men and the women of this world, Brother Victor, they're always going to try to disprove God, or they're always going to try to serve somebody who says that they're a Messiah, or that they're a prophet, or that they're enlightened, or whatever it may be. Oh, but thanks be to God, I serve a living Savior. I serve an almighty God, and I have a spirit set up inside of me that lets me know I hope you're getting something tonight. Oh, but there's something inside of us that lets us know when it's time to recharge. Oh, and I want you to realize something today. God wants to recharge us. Oh, but we got to be constant, Brother Victor. Oh, I already said it this evening. We don't have to wait on the revival, that week-long thing that we long for. God can revive us today. Oh, and He wants to. Oh, but let go of the doubts that are in your life. Let go of the weight of the world that's in your life. Let go of the things that you're holding on to. And let God loosen your life. And He'll let loose. He'll let the Spirit loose on you, and you won't be able to handle it, and you'll get revived. Oh, man. Victor, I need to get there. I'm preaching to myself. Oh, but we're only going to get there if we do it together. Oh, that's why Timothy had Paul, Brother Victor. Paul, we all know the life that he came from. We all know the background that he had. We all know how smart he was. And we all know that he hated the church until God changed his life forever. And he gave him something to do worth doing. Aren't you glad today that it don't matter who you are, God will save the lowest of low, and he'll save the richest of rich. Oh, but they've got to be willing to take him in their heart today. The sad thing is, Brother Victor, there's a whole lot of people in this world today that ain't willing to take Him in their heart. And that breaks mine. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. We've got each other. Oh, when I'm low and when I'm weary, I can look around and I can see my brothers and sisters getting blessed. And it lets me know that mine is on the way. I want you to realize something today. No matter where you stand with God, put your trust and your faith in Him, and He'll quicken you today. You know what quicken means? It means to be brought alive. There's plenty of times in the Bible where the word quicken is used when somebody was brought back from the dead. Aren't you glad today that there is a spot in your life that God quickened your soul and He gave you something new and it was beautiful and it was blessed. Oh, and God was able to use you. Oh, but the world, oh my goodness, it's heavy, church. Oh, and it hates us and it wants to bring us down. Oh, but oh my goodness, thank God that we can lean on each other in our hard times today. I love God tonight. Oh, but we all know
Oh, that Timothy here needed some encouragement. Oh, but I began to think about somebody else in the Bible who needed some encouragement. And I began to think of Jeremiah. And we all know that he was a prophet, a very good prophet, one of the bigger, the major prophets, as they call it, I guess. Oh, but I began to think about how in the first bit of Jeremiah there in chapter 1, it talks about how he addresses everybody, and it's Jeremiah, this, that, and the other. Oh, but then he begins to speak, and he said, "Then the word of God came unto me." Aren't you glad today? Oh, that no matter who you are, big or little or small or tall, or it don't matter. The word of God will come to you when you're ready, and it'll break your heart to pieces. And then, oh, Brother Victor, aren't you glad today? Oh, that when I broke you all to pieces, it told you it can fix you back up. Oh, and it let you know that there is somebody who cared enough to lift you up today. Hey, Jeremiah there, we all know that God wanted to use him. And he said, you know, since before you were conceived, I knew you. And I was going to call you, and I was going to make you a prophet. Aren't you glad today that God knows us even from the womb? And he knows what we're going to be. He knows when he's going to save us. And he knows that we love him today. Thanks be to God that we've got an all-knowing God that cared enough to send his son to die for you. Jeremiah here, he said, well, he actually got through for a loop there in the sixth verse. And he said, then said I, oh Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. Now I want you to understand, the way that word is used there, child, it doesn't always mean an actual literal child. Sometimes it means, let me find it, I wrote it down here, just got to find it on my page. It says also, it also sometimes, Brother Victor, means servant. So either way, whether he was a young man or whether he was already serving God or whatever, I want to liken it to this. The word of God will come to anybody who will hear it. Whether you're unsaved or whether you're saved. Whether you don't know God from the next person next to you, or whether you're well versed in the Spirit, God will come to you and he'll let you know that he wants to use you or he wants to save you. And it's up to us to answer the call today. Oh, but if you're here and you're saved, wasn't it a sweet call that you got? It may have seemed like it was awful then. Oh, but when you gave him your heart and it was true and he saved you, something was different. I don't know what was. I don't know what he changed. Oh, but I knew that something was different, Brother Victor. Whatever he found worthy to save, he wrapped it up and he sealed it. And it's good until the day that he calls me home. Oh, it takes me to God. Whether you're like Jeremiah and you think you're not worthy, let me tell you something. If you're saved by God's grace, he's made you worthy. Don't say that no more. I used to say that all the time, Brother Victor. And God came by and gave me a swift kick in the rump there. I made you worthy. What's inside of you made you worthy. So don't say that no more. I'm glad today that I'm amongst worthy people. And it's only because you were saved by God's grace. Jeremiah there even got so far. And then he said, God, I can't speak. I'm just a lowly servant, or I'm young, or whatever it may have been. Whatever excuse he used, he said, listen up, Jeremiah. And the Bible said that he touched his mouth. And he said, now I put my words inside of your mouth. Aren't you glad today that with
Oh, when God chooses to use us, He uses us. Jeremiah, no doubt, Brother Victor, he was worried about messing something up. Me, I am too. Brother Victor, it almost gives me a heart attack every time you ask me to preach. Oh, but God set something up inside of me that, hey, I wouldn't be able to string this stuff together. I'm barely smart. I barely finished high school. You can thank my wife for that one. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. It don't matter what I think. It don't matter what you think. When we open our mouth, oh, and we're in the Spirit, God will fill it with words, and it'll be beautiful. Aren't you glad today that you ain't got to lean on your own understanding? Brother Victor, if it was up to me, Brother Victor, I'd have messed it up a long time ago. I probably would still be lost, because he came looking for me. I had no idea where he was. Oh, but I thank God today that he began his search. Oh, when he found me when I was 10. Oh, but he had mercy until I was 13. Oh, to see fit. Oh, to come to me day in, day out, and seek me, and show me love and mercy and grace until I was ready today. Hey, can I say this? Just because we think that our lost Brother Victor are too far out, or just because we think that something's wrong, or just because we think that something the world is in the shape that it's in because of whatever, it don't matter what we think. It matters what God does. And when they're ready, they'll be ready. And when they're, oh my goodness, they'll be just like you and I were. Oh, and when God comes to them in such a way, they'll not be able to turn him away. They won't be able to turn him down. They won't be able to turn a cold shoulder. They'll have to come for themselves and seek him out. Oh, but they'll find him if they seek him the right way. Brother Victor, we ought not to worry. Oh, now we should pray for him. Oh, but when we pray, Brother Victor, we ought to know that God is going to do it and he's going to take care of it no matter what it is. No matter whether it's your job situation or your marriage situation or your money situation or your lost family or your lost people at work or when you get to the grocery store and God tells you to speak, you best do it because he wants to fill your mouth with words so that the world outside can't hear about him today. Hey, didn't in the same book, same fellow named Jeremiah in the 20th, I believe it's 20 chapter maybe, or I might be wrong, I'm sorry if I am. Oh, but he said, that he'd been preaching for so long and nobody ever turned. Oh, so he decided that he wasn't going to speak his name anymore. Oh, but then that next verse, he began to proclaim, that even though I did that, there was nothing. It was like a fire shut up in my bones. And he said, I forget exactly how it was worded, but basically what he was saying, I couldn't hold it in anymore. I couldn't help but preach. Oh, and if you're a singer, I couldn't help but sing. I couldn't help but pray. I couldn't help but raise hands. I couldn't help but hug a neck. I couldn't help but call upon his name. Oh, thanks be to God, Victor. I couldn't help but call upon his name. And he saved me. Also, he'll do the same for thee, huh? Aren't you glad today that when we think, our Brother Victor, that will be done, and our arrogance that we have, God comes around and he plugs you into the Spirit one more time and he fills you up so much that you can't even hold it in today. Oh my goodness. So if we are like Timothy here,
I'm almost done. Oh, but if we're like Timothy here, oh, in the Bible, and we need somebody to encourage us, hey, if you feel the need to text somebody or call somebody, or maybe you see him on a regular basis, I don't know. But if God puts it on your heart to talk to him, no matter who they are, well, let's do it today. Because we don't know what's going on in their life. And they may need encouragement. They may need somebody to feel like they care about them. Oh, and they may get a chance, if God sees fit, to use your mouth to tell them about his son, which I know he will. Oh, they'll be better off. So let's be constant in and out of our trial. Let's be constant in the good times and the bad. Oh, and in the times where it feels like we're just drying up, cry to God and he'll send rain today. Man, come get a song, Brother James. That's all I know to do. It's time for a song. I can't go no more. If I did, it wouldn't be worth a lick. But I want you to know something today. God wants to revive us, Vic. He does. He does. I don't know why I need to touch on that. He wants to revive us. But we got to have our own part of our effort too, Victor. I'm right here with you, man. I'm not preaching at you. I'm preaching with you. Because I'm in the same spot. I need lifted up. I need filled up. Oh, the world is hard, Brother Victor, and it's tearing me to pieces. Oh, but our God is stronger than the world. Doesn't the Bible say that heaven's his throne and the earth is his footstool? Something like that. If I messed it up, I'm sorry. Oh, but we have a God that loved us so much, oh, that even though Adam and Eve betrayed him, he sent his son. You know, he could have destroyed them right there. Spent all that time making the earth. Now, I don't know if it took a literal 6 days or in the seventh day he rested. I don't know. I wasn't there. But I believe it. Whatever it says, I believe it. But when Adam and Eve deceived him, he could have called quits then and destroyed everything and been rightful in doing so. But I believe, Brother Victor, and this is just what I feel in my heart. I believe he saw forward in time. Yeah. And he saw February 26, 2006. And he saw Dylan sitting in the back pew in the very last seat. And he said, I can't destroy the world. I got to save that one. I can't destroy this thing. I got to save that little boy. He's going to need me that day. On whatever your day was. I can't destroy the world. There's a Victor Burkhart sitting in the church. I can't destroy the world. There's a Mama Jan. Or Jan Burkhart. I can't destroy the world. There's a Sue Strong. I can't destroy the world. There's a Vernon. There's a Vernon Day. There's a Vernon Bellamy. Oh, and just as much, I can't destroy the world because there's a Vernon David Bellamy. Aren't you glad today that he saw fit to let the world go on just long enough for you to get your relief from sanity? Oh, man. That's precious, church. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you need. Oh, but God's got it. If you need saved, he can save you. Sure can. If you need lifted up, he can lift. He sure can. If you just need him to sit with you for a while, he will. If you want to move up and you want to do more in the church, he'll help you. If you want him to call you out of whatever you're in, he'll do it. Lost and saved alike. Because just because we're saved doesn't mean that we're not in the flesh. We falter, we fail. But the good thing about you is you got God in your heart. He can help you.
I don't know what you need, but God does. They're going to sing a verse or two, maybe a little bit more, and God can help you if you come to Him. It doesn't matter what you need. You can stand there and be brokenhearted, need to pray, and still not pray. God's not going to force you to. But man, what a relief it is when you pray and God lifts a burden off your body. Because that's literally what it feels like. Man, when I got saved, I don't know how else to explain it other than I felt light. It was like somebody lifted 1,000 pounds off of me. I don't even know how to explain it, but that's kind of what it felt like. Oh, but every other time, Brother Victor, when God's lifted a burden off of me, it's felt the same. Let Him help tonight. I need to pray. And maybe we should do that. Can they continue to sing? I feel like I need to do this, Victor. Can we all come into the altar? I don't know why. God's never come to me like this, but I believe we all need to come into the altar. Maybe you don't want to feel singled out, but if everybody's up here, you got a chance to pray. I don't know. I need to pray. But why don't we all come in? I don't know. I keep saying I don't know, but I shouldn't say that because I know God needs it done, or else it wouldn't be on my heart.